Thank you, Mother Nature, for working it out. We've got a beautiful day for you this Wednesday, 73 degrees and blue skies. Dude Walker with What's Going On. The D.C. Lottery Board will begin selling lottery tickets during the week of August 23rd. Prizes as big as $1 million. They'll be sold at hundreds of locations all around the district. Here's a weird story. An 82-year-old man in Reno, Nevada, will be prosecuted for prostitution. Despite the fact that he is blind and deaf, he was caught soliciting in a casino on Friday night. Well, at least he knew what he wanted anyway. And we've got to sell 7,500 CAPS tickets by next month, or they might not be here. 441-CAPS. And call them up. Our weather today like this. Copy weather, sunny and less humid today, a high about 88 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, I'm afraid humidity comes back. Hazy sunshine, more humid with a high near 90. Current Washington temperature is 72 degrees at WPGC.
Sure, dude.
Yes, sure it is, really. 8:56 on WPGC. And it's time now for news from the ABC Network. There.
Auto workers' urgency hunt. Now they expect more than 2,000 to die. A former Wisconsin state worker has been awarded nearly $200,000 in a sexual harassment suit. David Hubshin sued his female supervisor, who apparently kept making passes at him. A Charlestonian West Virginia judge is taking recent rulings by the state Supreme Court seriously. The court said alcoholism is a legitimate defense against charges of public intoxication, and jailing drunks was cruel and unusual punishment. So Municipal Judge Jay Goldman says police in Charleston can stop arresting drunken residents and visitors. If they're not harmful, says the judge, just let them lie there in the gutters. I'm Mary Margaret Myers, ABC Contemporary News.